Yes, my name is Antti Närhinen, Finnish Ministry of Economic Affairs and Employment. There was one question on women entrepreneurs. So is there a specific program for them at the moment on the government side? To my knowledge, there is no. But according to some short statistics, so we know the number of the entrepreneurs that 35% of all Finnish entrepreneurs are women, and 70 of all the entrepreneurs, 70% are so-called self-employed or solo entrepreneurs, and of those are of those self self-employed or solo entrepreneurs, almost 80% are women. But and then we have quite active enterprise organizations and Chamber of Commerce and of Finland, so they do have programs that are for the women entrepreneurs, and they have women mentoring programs, etc. And then there was question on the immigrant women, and so maybe in addition to what we have reported and what we reported in our opening statement, that is, we mentioned the government latest proposal to Parliament from last week on the law of the promotion of the integration of immigrants and related laws. And this law aims to increase the reach of immigrants who are outside the workforce, such as parents taking care of children at home, for example. And but in addition to this law, there has been quite recently a government proposal on the so-called Aliens Act amendments. This is in the Parliament, has been given to Parliament this August, and aims the new legislation is intended to enter into force this December, and this Aliens Act would make it easier to apply for and receive workplace residence permits in Finland. So, and the reform is part of the broader package that aims to reduce the average processing time of permits to a maximum of 1 month, and the reform would also increase automation of the application process and allow certification of employers. And at the same time as Finland promotes the work-based immigration, it also actively combats the exploitation of foreign labor. And for this reason, the government proposes to clarify also the regulation on the supervision of the use of foreign labor. But this regulation is gender neutral, and rather it's about what is employers' willingness and attitude to recruit foreign workers of different genders. And also employees with different ethnic backgrounds. And then we have also the third government proposal. This is mainly linked to the Ukrainian situation. So the government, this is also quite recent. The proposal was submitted to Parliament 15th September. And the proposal to Parliament on the amendment of the Act of the Promotion on the Promotion of the Integration and Reception of Applicants for International Protection and the Act on the Identification and Assistance of Victims of Human Trafficking. So shortly, so by amending the first mentioned law, efforts would be made to secure the organization of services promoting the integrations of persons fleeing the war in Ukraine. So in municipalities and welfare areas. By amending the latter law, an effort would be made to clarify the regulation on the termination of reception services when a recipient of a temporary protection receives a municipality of a residence. Yeah, and then if I may, there was also a question on the disabled or disability women, disabled women. So I kind of answer from the point of view of the working life here. So as we have reported in Finland, the employment of women with disabilities is not promoted or practiced separately. And one reason for this is that the disabled women, their situation in the labor market is better than men's. And another concept of we talk about partial workability, it is not defined in legislation, and so there is no general or uniform definition of it. But in our country, the services have been developed with the idea of inclusion, so that is as far as possible according to general, uniform, and open, or possible to all. And therefore, for example, there has been discussion about the quota model for the disabled women, but it's not used in policies concerning the disabled. So even though, yeah, but a lot of measures for those people with the kind of partial workability. There is, for example, government workability program, which includes, for example, kind of a new kind of a this employment channel. So it's a special tax company, which is totally owned by the states, and its task is to promote employment of people with a partial work capacity, who are in the most difficult labor market position. And then we also have kind of pay subsidy system, and there has been a reform on that too. And the aim is to promote the employment on the open labor market, unemployed job seekers who have gaps in their professional skills or an injury or an illness that affects their abilities to perform their work duties. I'll stop here.